Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie, Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Oh, is it okay if my cat just...
Yeah.
Oh, she likes you, Quay.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I told her I was one of the good guys.
She likes you. You like Quay?
Here I go. Black pussy in my lap again. Some things don't change.
The day in the life of Quavis.
Some things don't change.
Well, let's get started because people are waiting by the line for us.
Us
to call them.
Our bad.
Well, hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. I guess the fuck what we got motherfucking Quavis.
That was money up there.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. That was talent.
That was a smoker.
Thank you.
Yeah, insert some sounds there. But yeah, man, what's up, y'all?
We got Quavis, and they love you, the huge.
I love you guys.
Yeah, and today, I don't know why I got awkward. Today, we are drinking wine and going to be calling
Rosé
some of you guys, and we're going to read some stories. I feel like every time you're on, we're just reading some stories and giving feedback.
Yeah.
Because you never like to share your life.
Mm-mm.
No.
Just know that I am not judging. I don't judge.
No, that's why you're the best, because you don't judge. Sorry, my cat's just...
I understand that no thing is greater or lesser or equal to. Everything is unique and even and equitable in this world and deserves respect and honor and love.
How come you never want to share your life?
Huh? Except that. Leave me the fuck alone. I said, don't ask me no questions, like Kanye.
Answer the questions, but we don't ask Quavis any questions.
I like some of the Gaga songs.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck she know about cameras?
Okay. All right. So we are going to call this person, and they want to stay anonymous. So, already ready?
Getting my phone voice prepared.
She says... I was introduced to the pod from my best friend, Angie, who's been listening to you guys for a while. I'm forever grateful for her to introducing me to your podcast.
Shout out, Angie.
I love how refreshing it is to hear you guys talk about the good and bad of life and existence. If you guys ever do another pod calling your subscribers, please call me. So let's call this bitch.
Bro, girl therapy. What you want? Who's this?
I'm so nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with please?
Hi!
Hey, it's Steph. It's me, and we got Quay here.
What's going on?
Hi! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited you guys called me.
I'm so excited that you reached out.
I know. So, like, my friend Angie put me on to you guys.
Yes, Angie.
Shout out to Angie.
I know, I love her. And I started listening to you guys, and I don't have Instagram, so I was like, I want to have them call me, like,
oh my
so
god. I'm glad to get to talk to you. So, like, what's going on? How's your life? Like, are you dating? Are you single? Where do you live? What, like, I want to know everything about you. And do you need advice from Quay? Because we got a man here who could, like, if you need some insight,
girl.
I got you. You know what I mean? That's why he's here.
Oh my god. It's always Quay and A.
Seriously. It's always a Quay and A.
It's always Quay
and A. Quay and A, for sure. Well, I'm 31. I live in Phoenix, but I'm originally from California.
Yes. Where from California?
So it's in a small valley. It's called the Imperial Valley. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or like know where that's. It's like on the south, like an hour and a half south of San Diego. So I lived on the border.
Okay.
Yeah, Mexico and in California.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I moved out to Phoenix for school, and then I've been here for like 4.5 years. And a girl, I'm not dating. Literally, nothing's going on there. I haven't like really dated someone for like the past 6 years. Like
6 years?
Yes, dude.
What's no? Sorry, I didn't mean to have like such a dramatic response. No, like what? I mean, what's stopping you? Are you scared? Are you just like no one? It's just no one's really catching your eye. Like,
I have no idea. Like, I feel like I've dated guys, but I haven't had like a serious relationship in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And I was just trying to like, I've dated, but it's just I've tried to like be better about who I choose in dating. So like,
There's nothing wrong with that then.
Yes, but girl, I feel like sometimes I'm like, damn, am I too like, am I being too bitchy? Like, am I?
What's your type?
Standards like.
What's your standards? What's your type?
Like my type is
maybe Quay's like, got a friend.
Smarter. Oh my god. I like smarter, like smart people, like just not even like in a like I need you to be super academic, but like I want an intellectual conversation.
Yeah, you
know,
you
like
don't want
that's
to be
the
superficial.
Kind of stuff that turns me on.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So like looks wise, I can't really say I've like have a type because as long as like you're cool and like we vibe and the music is like I like music, so like if it's the same kind of music taste and like you know how you play with someone like. I don't know how to explain
I can't
it.
Date I someone who, like, has the opposite music taste as me. Like, I cannot fuck a dude who, like, loves Screamo.
You can't
like,
just... Well, Screamo, okay. Okay, Screamo, I'll give you that. But you can't just, like... What if he was into, like, classical and jazz?
That's fine.
You know, a little Miles Davis.
Oh, I'm all about Duke Ellington, Miles Davis. Give it
see?
To me for sure.
See? Like, see? Everybody's got their bag. I mean, everybody's got their bag. Okay.
For sure. No, yeah, you're right. But, like, I mean, like, if they, like, listen to, this is going to sound mean, but, like, if they listen to, like, mainstream, you know, like, they're just,
like, if they don't,
I don't
if
know,
they listen
like,
to, like, Ariana Grande.
Just everything
no,
on the radio.
I don't know Ariana Grande, but, and, like, they're not very, like, wanting to venture
right.
out.
They're just, like,
mean?
They're just stuck to, like, what's on radio and what's, like, just promoted to them.
Yeah.
So you need for someone sure. intelligent, yeah. kind of off the beaten path, not necessarily, you don't want a square, but you want somebody smart, but not a square.
Yeah, I think that would be my thought.
I mean, I feel like that's simple. Have the dudes just been like stupid as hell and listen to Screamo? Like, what's been wrong with them that you've just been like.
Screamo's the funniest word.
For real, though.
I was emo for a period of my life.
I know we all had an emo phase. I definitely had a little bit of a scene. I like, you know, but like now.
Shit, I skateboarded.
I skateboarded.
I got T's in the hood.
Oh my
God.
I hate you so much.
You use
the lace as like a belt. You know how we would
use
Exactly. Yeah.
We've been there. We lived through like the 2000s as kids. That was a thing, but like now as adults, we want a little bit more mature.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. So that's like another reason. Like I've been just trying to, like whatever comes in alignment with what I'm going through right now. I feel like maybe there's a reason why I haven't found someone, and I'm okay with that. Like clearly, because I've had opportunities to, you know, be in a relationship, but I've recognized the red flag. You know, I'm trying to be smarter about not trying to look those over. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, just hasn't been the right person. Yeah. That's fine. Shit, it took me like fucking over 10 years to find, you know, a relationship.
Girl.
So it. Shit.
And I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. He's great. He's a nice man. But it took some time.
Yeah. It takes time to know yourself. It takes time for the person for you to find a person who knows themselves enough to be vulnerable and be open and be willing to tell you, you know what, I fucking like you.
Right.
Because sometimes it's just this like battle of you're both being too cool. Everybody's too damn cool. People missing out on the love of their life being so fucking cool. I'll tell you that much.
Like fuck being cool. Just be yourself.
Dude, yes. I agree 100%. And I would used to get caught up in that until I was like, you know what? Like, why would I even try to pretend to be someone I'm not? Or like, because I'm goofy as hell. Like, I'm a dork. I'm weird. You know, like, everyone has their thing.
We're all fucking weird, and no one is really that cool. For real. Honestly.
So. Yeah.
It was very like true. Such a pleasure talking to you. You seem like so fucking dope. And I appreciate I appreciate you just reaching out and engaging and like wanting to talk to me.
I know. Look, I'm like a handbag. I'm just accessories here, bro. I'm just accessory to Steph.
Thank you.
No. I appreciate you guys, and I love listening to you guys, and keep it up. I'm like your biggest fan, so I appreciate you calling me. thanks for calling.
Love you.
Hey, you know what? Don't let anybody tell you you're being too picky either. Don't let nobody tell you being too picky.
That's right.
There's a reason it hasn't felt right yet. There's an absolute reason. Yep, you're exactly where you're supposed to be on that journey. So focus on you, girl, until somebody love you right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes.
Damn. Thanks, Clay. You're
preaching
tonight.
Yeah. Y'all lucky I ain't got my handkerchief in here and pat my head like one of them Southern Baptist priests. No, I'm playing. It was fun talking to you. You're the best.
Oh, thanks, guys. You have a good night.
Right, you too. Bye. Okay. Bye. Oh, that was fun.
We are people of the people.
I love her. She was just seems so chill.
Yeah, she's cool.
And like friendly. Like I feel like, but she like, I always could tell like when I talk to someone, I'm like, can I be friends with this person? And like with her, I was like, I can be friends with her. She sounds like someone I could be friends with. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice, that way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Bro Girl Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy, and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/brokegirl. Okay. This person is like, call me please, with like all these Z's and stuff. So she said, call me please. I need help getting off these streets.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why I feel like this.
Y'all funny, man. Why are y'all so silly? When Steph said we were going to do calls, I said, huh? Yeah, that sounds funny. Because at first I was like, people... Y'all, man, y'all funny. Y'all silly. That's all.
You're just scared of someone's going to be weird.
No one's weird. Everything's weird to someone. Everything that's normal to one person is weird to someone else. Think about it. Shit. Lunch, regular lunch for a spider is life or death for a fly.
Damn. Deep as fuck, bro.
It's just a sandwich with a spider, though.
Oh, my God.
It's another sandwich.
Oh, fuck. Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Anahi, please?
This is she.
Hey, bitch. It's Steph from Broco Therapy.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi. I am on air right now.
Hi. Oh, my God. I was like, on the phone, and I was like, somebody's calling you from California. Hold on.
I love that. Well, thank you for picking up and being available.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Before we begin, is it okay if I use your name, or would you like to stay anonymous?
No, of course.
Okay, what up, girl? Tell us. I read your note about how you said, I need help getting off these streets. I got Quay here, by the way. Quay, say hi.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how do you say your name? Anahi?
Anahi.
Anahi. I love that. That's dope. My name is Dan Quay, so I always appreciate unique names. There's power. There's power in names.
Quay, you are my absolute favorite. I need you to know.
Aw, you're my favorite. Anahi, you're my favorite.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I was on Instagram, and I saw that you said you might be calling people, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my chance. Steph needs to tell me how I can get off these streets.
Yeah, I want to know, girl. What's going on in the streets? It's been a minute.
Drewski face, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I was in a relationship, and I went through a breakup, and mm-hmm. he said some, like, really mean and hurtful things to me. So I feel like I started dating all these people to kind of get validation from it, and now I just feel, like, very used by it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. How old are you? If you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And so, and how long were you in a relationship with?
We were dating for about a year. So it wasn't anything very, like, I mean, it was semi-serious. So I live in a little city in Midland in Texas. And I moved here from my hometown for Midland? My job. So, yeah.
I get a bunch of customers from there. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah, I get mad orders from Midland. People collect baseball cards like shit out there. I don't know what it is, but I get mad orders from Texas. But please continue.
Midland.
I get mad orders from Midland.
Midland, Texas is like an oil town.
Okay.
So a lot of money gets.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 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 So they, yeah.
Dudes with time and money collecting baseball and basketball cards.
Good to know.
So, yeah, I just like, I moved from my family and my friends 7 hours away. So, of course, my job is my number one priority. So, he just took really big offense to the fact that I chose my job over sometimes hanging out with him.
That's whack.
Okay.
I'm going to be outright. That's whack of him.
Yeah.
Because everybody need, right? everybody need their thing they do, you know? So that's, I don't know him, but that's pretty whack of him.
I'll play devil's advocate, though. Were you at least, like, balancing time with him, though? Because it's different if, like, you're choosing work over him all the time and he feels neglected. But it's another thing where it's like, no, like, you're doing your best to balance and he's not compromising.
Yeah, I will say that there were times where I could have said no to work.
Okay. Because I've been there too, girl. I'm a workaholic. And, like, shit, my boyfriend now sometimes is like, look, I love you and you work hard and a lot. But, like, you know, I need some attention too. So, like, yeah, he's a Cancer.
Yeah, I would try to be really accountable for my time and my actions.
Yeah.
But I don't think that gets an excuse to say mean things to me.
Yeah, exactly. So like, it's how he handled it is not what is right.
Yeah, so he finally just, like, we're still okay talking, but that really, like, triggered me. And like I said, it made me want to date all these people, which I did. And now I'm kind of like, ew, what did I do? Like, why did I do that?
Well, so what's wrong with all these dudes in the streets? How are they acting?
I mean, they're acting a fool, I will tell you.
acting a fool.
Yeah.
It's so
funny. Are you like, on here. Any apps or anything?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder and I'm on Bumble. But the thing about this town is that since it's, like, an oil town, people come here for, like, 2-3 weeks and then go back home. Yeah. But they have a whole-ass family home.
Yep, yep. So they on Tinder for that tender.
Ooh.
That's for real, exactly, that's it.
Quay knew he did something there. And he that made tender. A face. He was like proud of that line.
I'm not proud. I'm honestly not proud of it. Yeah. It was but horrible. But if it made you smile, thank you.
It made me smile. Thank you.
So, but yeah, tell us. Just trying to navigate how to, like, date without getting excited about prospects, but also, like, not go in with that mindset that, like, this person is just using me, if that makes sense.
You gotta check the ID on the first date. You from Texas? You live here? You gonna be here?
Right, exactly. Well, like, what do you want?
First drink.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with, like, I feel like it, because I've been there too, where I would go on dates and, like, would feel so awkward because I want to play, like, the cool girl and not the girl that's going to, like, drill them about, like, oh, are you looking for marriage? And, like, make them feel, like, cornered. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with just being, like, hey, you know, like, I'm looking for this. This is what I usually come across with dating. So I just want to make sure, like, I'm not going to, you know, go into the same fucking routine of shit. There's nothing wrong with saying what you want. That's it.
There's nothing wrong with asking either.
Yeah.
I totally agree, but these men keep lying.
Oh,
I don't even know. And then I feel bad because I'm like, it's not. So I'm very, like, open about my sexuality and I'm safe. But I just feel like if all you wanted from this relationship was sex, say it up front. If you want to date, say it up front. And that's not how men are here. Men are very, like,
that's not how men are anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, even in LA, you know. Girl. Even you know. LA. But. Okay, yeah. But I mean, like, if you do you ever just want sex, like, what are you looking for?
So after that, like, fight with my ex, I will not lie, I went, like, on a good 2-week bender of just having lots of sex. But now I'm like, why did I have to find validation from that?
Right.
Yeah.
And
so now you're kind of looking back, like why was that where you turned for that validation, right?
Yeah. But that's good. Right? That's, like, great self-awareness, though. Like, you did what you wanted to do because you were feeling the type of way. And granted, like, you know, it felt good for a second, but then you listen to yourself and you realize, like, hold up, like, I don't really like this feeling. And, like, try to, like, dive into, like, wait, why do I feel like I need to find this validation? What's going on? Like, I think that's, like, super dope and, like, and super quick of you to, like, realize that after just only 2 weeks. Because I know.
It's people 50 years old right? Still going through that shit.
Exactly. Like, I think that's, real. I mean, it just shows your maturity already, you know? And I think we all kind of go through that, like, that hoe phase of just, like, let me just fucking get mine and get this attention and feel good and feel something. And then we hit, like, a point where we're, like, what am I really struggling with here, you know? So
what am I patching up by doing this?
Yeah.
And that's what you got to address.
Yeah. And, like, you kind of just have to learn how to create boundaries with dudes that you date, you know, because you could only blame them for so much, you know, like,
to be honest, to give you a man's point of view, every woman says that thing, like, if you just want to fuck up front, just say that. No, very seldom, I won't say no, but very seldom has it ever worked for a man to just be like, trying to fuck though. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a certain right. balance to it. Like, yeah, y'all want it up front, but y'all don't really want it up front. You don't want to meet a guy for the first time and be like, hey man, I'm gonna let you know right now, I'm just trying to tear that pussy up and get the fuck out of town. All right, y'all don't want to hear it like that. There's a delicate balance to asking for only pussy.
I mentioned this
there's
before.
A delicate balance to it.
I've mentioned this before, and this is why fuck boys are a thing, right? It's because it's the fun in the game. It's the fun of, like, romanticizing and creating a fantasy of these, like, this lustful feelings and this lustful environment.
Like, you're going
to
be around.
Right. It makes the
Prince
sex
charming.
It makes the sex better, you know?
To be in character, yeah.
And, like, it's up to you to be like, okay, knowing how to read each game, you know? And it's trial and error. But it's that's just how the streets are, girl.
Streets cold. Streets cold.
You try, like, you meet a fuckboy and you're like, you know what, like, okay, let's just be friends with benefits. But then I feel like as a female in the back of your head, you're like, no, I'm gonna change him. I'm gonna change him.
Oh, he's yeah. You always think like, that.
It's, girls.
You're like, oh, this pussy gonna change him. This pussy's so good.
Yeah. I'm not downing anyone's vagina on earth, okay? I'm going to just tell y'all this much.
Every vagina feels amazing.
Every one of them that's worth your time is either, like, really good or really bad. Like, there's really no gray area with vaginas. Like, if it's okay, it's really good. If it's really good, it's really good. But if it's really bad, that's the only time it's really bad. That's the only time really bad vagina is, like, you know, if in the event you come across a vagina where it feels like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
What? Oh yeah. My God! You're
some
stupid.
People,
you're
some people are
stupid.
Just wide set. Some people's vaginas really? Are just wide set. Feels like a hot dog in the hallway, right? So,
oh my God!
There's not often that you come across. Hey, there is some trash can girthy dick out there for that vagina. So don't.
Yeah, no. There's a somebody size out for there. Everyone.
Exactly. You know, it just ain't gonna be everybody. But I say all that to say. sorry for the imagery, guys. It's a girthy trash can dick. Sorry, guys. But I say all that to say that if you do just want to be friends with benefits, have it fit your situation. Be in control. As the woman, you're going to be in control of where it goes and how it goes. So it's okay to, you know, dip a toe in the streets when you want. But I say that to say, be in control, because y'all really are the final say, you know? Don't forget. Yeah. Don't forget you're the final say. So to answer your question directly, how do you get out the streets? You don't have to completely exit the streets if you're not, you know, onto something that really is worth staying in the house for. You can.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell
figure
you.
Figure out what your game is.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it. She took the words out of my brain. Yeah, figure out what your game is, you know. Play your game back, you know. As long as you in the game, shit, why not play a little bit?
Yeah. Fuck it. The ball could be your court too, bitch. Yes. Sorry, girl.
Yes. before I went on my bender, I had listened to your podcast about the blowjob. And there was a line
I'm sorry. That was just your podcast about the blowjob. Oh, my God, Stephanie. Who are you?
Like that one episode, I was like, oh my God, mind blown with all the tips. But someone said, like, don't give without you getting yours first.
Ow.
So I will say that those two those 2 weeks were like the best sex I had because I was like, I don't care about your orgasm. This is about.
Oh, wow. See? I have to tell HK that, you really, really inspired this bender.
Yes. And gave him tips. Let him know that.
He's going to love this that. I can't wait to see that laugh on camera.
But for sure, those 2 weeks, it was my pleasure. And it was such a good time sexually. But then afterwards, I was like, oh, what did
see,
I do?
And now the key is to supplant that loser with somebody that you, you know, kind of fuck with. It don't got to be a relationship. But just, you know, like Steph says, set your boundaries and play your game and choose who you really want, as opposed to, you ever find yourself sometimes with sexual partners that aren't going to be serious partners in life? You ever find yourself going, don't ever go about no sexual partner. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm excited to do this shit. Like, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should be excited, especially as a woman. You should be excited about it if you're going to let this person into your world, into your paradise.
Into your pussy.
Whoa. All right. That's one word for it. I was going to say paradise.
But yeah,
I love that.
But yeah, take. I would say you don't have to completely exit the streets if you're not ready to, because it doesn't sound like there's any real prospects on the
on
the
horizon. Do you have anyone in mind that you like actually want to take seriously? That you're like, I want to get off the streets for. I have feelings for this person.
No, not right now. But like, I'm
the streets. It is. Like, I'm sorry. I had to. I had to take the advantage of that situation.
The streets. It is.
The streets. It is.
They call out to me, they whisper to me, and I'm like, okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. It should be you. It should be you. Hear the whispers and listen for the one man that's speaking in a clear and direct voice. Because there's a very respectful and dope way I've had in the past. I'm off the streets. I've had in the past sexual partners where I feel like it was very healthy. I feel like it was healthy. It was healthily done. Like, we hung out. We were cool. We did a thing.
You've been in, like, healthy friends with benefits.
Exactly.
I haven't.
There's
so
a such thing. I'm saying
there's that, but there is such thing.
There is a such thing as guys who just want to fuck, but ain't going to treat you like it. They're not going to just call you at 10:30. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let's go hang out, da-da-da-da.
We still do with respect.
We going to fuck afterwards, but let's go, you know, go to the zoo or, you know, smoke a blunt or whatever it might be. Just, it can be chill. It can be big. But, because sometimes, as a man with a friend with benefits, the point of a friend with benefits is not having to be alone everywhere all the time too. If
right.
if it's just sexual benefits, that's not a true friend with benefits to me. Like, if you can't really have a conversation, if you can't really do some platonic shit, like let's hit a, I don't know, food festival or just some, you know, everyday busy shit. I think those are the best
but
friends with benefits.
But also, like, know what your boundaries are, because if I was ever friends with benefits with someone like Quay, who, like, took me to the fair and shit, not, like, just because, like, in the past, like, I've had guys like that where I was like, no, no, no. That's what made me fall, was like, oh, we're doing things together.
In my mind, friends with benefits.
In my mind is you come over, we hang out, watch TV, and then we fuck. Let's not go to the motherfucking fair.
Yeah,
I thought I was called
because I will fall in love.
Okay,
if my lonely ass is taken to the fair and fucked afterwards, I would fall in love.
I agree. My mind.
So knowing what you know,
am I a fuck boy? Holy shit! Oh shit!
You better call. You better call the rest. You know what we need to do? We need to have someone that used to be your friends with benefits on the show.
I might arrange that one day.
Yeah, anyways.
We're going to need to get some clearances and permissions, but.
Anyways, back to you.
Yeah, back to you, Anai. Please.
I give you all the permission. Please help me find a friends with benefits that's going to be the friend part as well. Because I think that's a big part of it. Like, I'm
just
lonely. So having a friends with benefits that would be also the friends, not just the benefits, would be awesome.
I'm telling you, people forget about the first two letters, man. Friends and with. If you can't just be with this person as a friend, they shouldn't be all up in your paradise. No matter how good they tame the beach of the paradise.
But whatever works for you. I think this is the time when you like are in the game and out in the streets, like you're going to make hella mistakes and you're going to figure out what works and what doesn't. But that's fun. I know it's like scary to think, but like just look at it. It's like fun. Like get to like learn about, you know, what you like and don't like and, you know, all the different types of sex and the different types of people you're going to encounter who are only going to be there for a short amount of time. You know, like, I remember there was one dude I hooked up with and we're like, we're only going to hook up for like a month, only a month only. And like, that's it. It was only for a month. And it's just like really interesting to look back and be like, I was giving this dude head for like almost every day of the month. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just kind of like, that's kind of weird. But now I don't ever talk to him. You know what I mean? But it's just funny to kind of like look back and kind of just like, that was interesting, you know? And it's just, and then once you like settle down with someone, you'll be like, damn, well, I did all of that. So I'm chilling now.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, well, definitely. It was so much fun chatting with you, and thank you for reaching out.
No, thank you so much. I'm, like, so nervous. You are, like, the most amazing. You have no idea. I found your podcast through TikTok, and I just connected with it emotionally, spiritually, and I was like, man, this girl understands me to my core. So thank you so much for all. You have no idea.
I needed to hear that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're amazing. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
You're the best. Have a good night.
Bye. Aww.
I like Anai. I like her name. Her name is cool.
I like Anai. Okay, maybe we'll just read a story.
We got to need to read. This looks readable, Lynn.
Oh, this looks readable. Okay.
You got it?
Says, hi, Steph. Big fan of the podcast. XOXO. My question is, I've been dating this guy for about 2 years now. He's 10 years older than me and is more sexually experienced. I feel like since day one, our sex life has been on the boring side. Like, we got in the routine that hasn't changed. We only do one position, but lately, in the middle of having sex, I'll suggest to switch positions, but he always comes up with an excuse like, I'm about to come. I'm already insecure of his sexual past body count, so getting denied is super confidence killer for me. I'm getting frustrated because I've heard stories that include threesomes, sex toys, anal, and other stuff. And all we ever do is doggy position. It's like he doesn't even want to see my face or something. Mm. If I bring this up in a serious conversation, which I have, he gets insecure like he's not enough for me. Help, my sex life is suffering. Aww. Huh? What are your thoughts on that, Quavis?
10 years older, he tells you all the stories of his freaky past, but won't do the freaky things with you.
Okay, so
I don't know. That is interesting. That's weird.
Is he all talk?
Possibly. He could be just making all them stories up. He ain't never did none of that shit. But only you will be able, I mean, he'll be the only one to know the truth, but only you'll be able, you're around him enough, I think, to determine whether he's bullshitting or not. There's gotta be one of the two. Either he's bullshitting, or I wonder, are they together?
Did it say boyfriend? I've been dating this guy for about 2 years now.
Oh, two so years. Yeah. 2 years. Y'all together. Yeah. Common law together. Let me stop.
Well, here's the thing is like, sometimes like, I will admit, like, I mean, relationship sex is, I prefer it. I love it. It's amazing. I feel so much more comfortable, but there is that excitement when it's like not relationship sex. There is that kind of excitement when it is like hookups and it's like this, you're like doing weird shit when you're single. You know what I mean?
I'll say this. I think the man's perspective here, and this is going to make me probably sound like an asshole and probably sound, be something that a lot of people don't want to hear. But as a man, I'm not saying that our friend in this message, I'm not going to say any names. Our friend in this message, I'm not going to say, I don't know anything about her sexual experience or how skilled or if it's right for him or any of that stuff. It doesn't always mean that you're bad at sex, but a possibility here could be there's something about the sex with, I hate to say sex with you, it sounds like I'm blaming you, but it's not.
Right.
Either it's not clicking for him, or sometimes it's tough to say. Sometimes women be thinking they sex better than it is. And when do you bring this up as a man? When is there ever a point where it's okay to say, I'm not sexually fulfilled in this relationship? Because society say, oh, you a man. Any old piece of pussy should set your world ablaze. You should be so lucky. But there's layers to that. It's not just that black and white. It's really not.
But I feel like he's not even trying.
I'm just trying to present the available thought processes in this situation.
Yeah.
Whereas we said the thought process of he could be lying about. I'm just saying it in that right. same in that same way. I'm just going about it easy because it sounds like a crazy thing. And I don't want any women to attack me out there. But sometimes it's a real thing. Sometimes women be feeling like, oh, I got diamonds flying out my coochie. And it be pebbles. It be like beach stones, you know what I'm saying? Driftwood and shit. Like,
right.
And when is the conversation okay to say, your pussy ain't as great as you think it is? Or...
But I mean, she's not even saying like, yo, my pussy's great. She's just...
I know she's not saying that. I'm just trying to, like I said, present all the possible thought processes that could lead someone to not
he
want
just
to...
just might not be into it, you're saying.
Yeah, it could be, to simplify it, he could just not be into it or you. Again, not blaming you, not judging, just saying these are possibilities. Just trying to figure out where, you know, all the different ways to come at this situation.
Because she says that she's already tried to have a conversation, and... The one part that I'm a little confused is, like, he gets insecure, like, he's not enough for me. Like, so he seems like he's insecure. Hmm. She's like, if I bring this up in a serious relationship, which I have, he gets insecure, like, he's not enough for me. Hmm. So it seems like when she brings it up, being like, hey, like, I want to, like, spice things up, it seems like he starts, like, pulling back and being like, damn, like, I'm not good enough. Like that's what I'm getting from that. I don't know if that's like what you guys are interpreting from that sentence, yeah. But like that's weird to me. So it's like you're all talk saying like I've done all this threesomes and all this wild shit.
Why are you even talking about that with your woman? Like,
right, and then like now, you know, it's time to come in the bedroom, and when it comes to really like doing all these moves that you've done, you're not really
where the moves.
Then it's not really matching up, and then you bring it up, and then he gets a little insecure. So to me, it just, from my probably impression, bullshit. I'm like, he's probably, maybe not bullshit, but over-exaggerating.
Nah.
Like, maybe he did have these threesomes, and all he did was doggy style. You know what I mean? That.
Maybe
like,
that's, it could just, that's the other thought process. It could just be, that's just his shit.
That's
do
to
you,
him.
Do you got
dope.
A fat old ass? Maybe it's just, you know, that's what he there for.
Maybe that's
the process
what,
of thought
as well.
What
he's saying is dope is like, what to you is like, boring, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he could be just over exaggerating, like that's my impression, or you know, there is a possibility that he might not be fully like maybe turned on or whatever it may be, but it's just like then why keep having sex with her if you're not like, you know what I mean? Like he's still getting it up, he's still like obviously getting his nut.
Yeah.
So like there has to be some sort of attraction. It's not like he's disgusted by her, you know. Yeah. What I mean, like they've been together for 2 years, you know, he might just be lazy as fuck or just all talk.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways. There's not really, I would have to ask this person qualifying questions, the lady in the situation qualifying. Yeah. Questions, but I mean, yeah, these are the thought processes that it could be, man. These are the things I could think of. I think that covers all.
Why
the
do you do doggy style?
Fat old ass.
Yeah.
I'm from Virginia, man. We love ham. We love them ham hocks. Yeah, chunky butt. Yes, sir.
If it ain't too something, you can't do something.
If it ain't too something, you can't even try to do something. You know what I'm saying? Heavy. Pound cake.
Okay.
Anyway.
But, like, does it feel better for you? Because I feel like,
yes.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Like, when every time I, like, have sex with my boyfriend, we'll do all the moves. I get.
Yes.
I come. I do my thing. Ooh. And then to end the session, I'm like, I just hit it from the back. Because I just know, like, sorry, babe. He gonna bust in, like, 2 seconds. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious.
He's gonna finish in like 2 seconds.
You know
what I
that's
mean?
How you
like,
finish the activity out.
He's not the only one. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, my pussy's so good from the back. Like, I just feel like this might be a move that dudes just really love
because it's so natural. It's the way before society got all look me in my eyes. It's the way animals do it. It's the way,
yeah.
You know. It's very natural, primordial. Original man, caveman type shit, and it feels good. Especially if you got a fat old ass. Fat old ass. So yeah.
That's so funny to me.
I like fat or less. It's the best.
I love just giving you that silence, that break. Yeah. Just like letting that fat or less line.
Let me be with the cheeks. Let me be with the cheeks.
Yeah. So it. Yeah, I know. And I feel like, damn, y'all really love it from the back. Like, I feel like every time I'm just trying to get a dude to finish, they just do it from the back. Just like, just.
Yeah. Yes. Baby. Baby.
Ew.
That's funny. But yeah, man, hey, it's I think it comes from.
I think he's all talk, to be quite honest,
yeah,
girl.
He like, might. Yeah.
I just feel like. He's talking all this shit. He might just be fucking over-exaggerating. Like, maybe it did happen. Maybe there were toys, but he might just be over-exaggerating
the toys,
situation.
The anal, the threesome, all doggy style. Everything. Yeah. Everything was all doggy style. That's the only thing
with
he does.
With the toy in hand.
It's the only thing he knows. He pulls out, sticks the toy in, goes back in. Like, I mean, all doggy style. No switches. Maybe that's his thing. It could just be that's his
thing. It might just be his thing.
So what are our options here? He's bullshitting.
Over exaggerating.
Completely lying. Just over exaggerating the story. It was just all doggy style. The unfortunate possibility that the pussy isn't that great. The sex isn't good for him. He's not fulfilled.
But here's the
thing.
I'm just presenting the possibility.
It exists. The possibility exists.
If you're in a relationship with someone for 2 years, you obviously like them, okay?
As a man to say this to a woman. It's hard. It's fucking hard.
But listen.
Especially like, if you really like the girl.
Right, if you really like the person. But like, now fucking switch. Like, put some fucking effort. He's not putting any fucking effort. He's like, let me just do it for that. And then, like, he's done. And then, like, he's not, like, actually trying to, like, okay, well, like, let's explore. Like, maybe this one missionary position might be too fucking bland. But, like, you know what? Like, let's spice things up. When you really care for someone, like, you're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know if
it's
he,
fun to
I don't know
do
if he really
someone.
Cares. I don't know if he really cares. He's just having a hard time. That's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
She did say we're
that
dating
fourth
for
possibility,
2 years.
Either he's having a hard time finding an exit strategy or he's not fulfilled sexually. Because not being fulfilled sexually don't mean you don't want to have sex in some form. That's, you know, doesn't mean you don't want to have sex in some form just because you're not completely fulfilled, you know. But yeah, there's a few different things this could be, but you gotta have the hard conversation. If it's mentionable, it's manageable. You gotta just ask him, baby, why you don't want to look at my face when we fuck? Why you never, you know? And I know you said you brought it up. He got insecure about this particular conversation.
So there's something he doesn't want to address.
Yeah,
something he doesn't want to talk about. There's something that maybe he's insecure about with himself.
Yeah,
because that man doesn't want to know that he ain't performing up to standard. That's some, you know.
Indeed. So. You got to have the hard conversation with him and just shit.
Or just be, you know what? Claim your dominance in the bedroom and be like, I want to fucking ride you. Sit your ass down. Maybe you need to be more forceful in bed. Like
maybe he's waiting for you to be.
Right. Maybe he's waiting for you to be. Maybe you don't need to just like have a deep conversation. Maybe you just need in bed. Be like, nah. Sit your ass down. Let me tie you up and let me fuck the shit out of you, ride the shit out of you. Like, you need to take that control and that ownership. Like, you could say what you want in bed. It's okay. You don't have to just, like, bend over and lay there. You could say, like, nah. Like, and if he rejects it, be like, then I don't want to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Be like, nah.
You guys
like,
do hold the power.
Like, this would really turn me on. This is when you tap into your sexuality because us women, we can be really manipulative with our femininity. And you tap into that and use that and be like, you know what? Nah, like, let me ride you, boo. Like, fucking, you know, like, turn
that shit.
Yeah, like, use your inner femininity. Like, bring that out. That is your power.
Bow.
Take that out. And use that, own that shit with that confidence and put your fucking titties in his face and ride that dick. Like, that's what you got to do.
Ow. Ow.
For real. Like, maybe that's just what it needs. It doesn't need to be a deep conversation.
Maybe
it could be. You don't need to address it. Just, like, maybe just be more aggressive.
Yeah.
In bed.
Could be.
Claim it.
So you have a few things to go on. Do some trial and error. See which one works. Take two of these. Get back to us in the morning. See how you feel. But yeah, you have a few options here. There's a few different ways, a few different things it could be. So explore, talk, be more aggressive, you know? You got to get to a solution, though. If you plan on being with him and he truly plans on being with you, you got to come to some understanding of some sort.
Get yours, boo. Shit. And I know you're not coming from just doing doggy style. Let me just, I'm going to just say that. You ain't getting yours completely, so get yours.
Yeah, women rarely come.
No. Doggy style, yeah. It feels good, yeah, but sure. Like, you ain't going to finish. Ride that dick first before he rides you.
And I'm sure there's some women out there watching like, shit, I bust every time from the dog stuff. Maybe. But we ain't talking about you then, boo. Shit. You're tired of you of that shit.
But I bet you comments. This girl ain't coming. So you better get yours, girl, and claim that shit and own that shit. And you deserve that shit. So anyways, this is a long episode.
It is a long episode.
A lot of editing to do.
Oh, I don't envy you.
It's fine. We had great conversations with people today.
It was fun. I had fun. Everybody was fun. You guys are great. Everyone was
so great. Every single person that we talked today had such great energy. And I just want to say that, like, I really needed this. I think that, like, sometimes I have doubt in myself. I always have, like, imposter syndrome. I'm like, am I doing a good job, you guys? And then just hearing you guys and your stories and your feedback just, like, makes my day. And I appreciate you. So, anyways, plug yourself, Quavis.
Y'all already know. It's @SMS_Quay on the Instagrams. Obviously, if you need to find new music, if you need to learn a new song, if you want to hear something that's not on the radio, you want to know a name about somebody not on the radio, Sunday Morning Sounds. We're always sharing new music.
Oh, yeah. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to BroGirlTherapy.com. And guess what, you guys? If you go on my website, BroGirlTherapy.com, there is like a contact tab where you could send me your information and I could give you a call next time.
Boom.
And just send me, or if you don't want me to call you and you just want us to read your story, you could do that too. Whatever you feel comfortable with, totally fine. And everyone stays anonymous unless they say so. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Laters. Love you guys.
You. Bye.
Broke Girl Therapy.
Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Broke Girl Therapy. Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierce the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.